Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 415 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Patricia, or Trish Collados, the nurse at the Franklin Senior Center. Our conversation was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. And as we're talking health with the nurse, there were a variety of conversations around particular health topics and what the senior center is doing to work in this pandemic period. The recording runs almost 23 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Trish. And by the way, the show notes contain links to the Franklin Senior Center page, the updates for pandemic items, the curbside cafe, and links as well to my prior sessions with Trish earlier this year. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM, and on the local area Franklin radio dial, the old-fashioned radio dial at 102.9. And today, this session, our Senior Center health nurse, Trish Collados. Trish, good afternoon and welcome.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to hear your voice, and it's good to take this opportunity to speak to you and reach out to all our Franklin people.
Absolutely, because you've been busy since we talked last.
Yeah.
And certainly things have changed considerably since we talked last, because I think the last time we talked, we were in person, or at least a couple of times in person before COVID hit.
Absolutely. And a lot has, you know, disappeared, I guess you can say, and a lot we figured out a different way to take care of things here so everybody is safe. So we've really worked very hard at the Senior Center to be there for the community and safely for the community right. At the same time.
Yeah, especially in the health realm, safety comes first for sure. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So you've resumed at least the blood pressure clinics, et cetera, but now I believe they're by appointment.
Yes. We started back in August going outside and doing our little clinics outside with everybody. And we found that with people having to be spaced apart and stuff, we had to do appointments. So now that is our way of doing it, is we have appointments set for people. They can call the senior center, and we have a schedule up there for the blood pressure clinics and blood sugar clinics, and we have appointments. And that's worked out very, very well. And people are very conscientious about, like, there's somebody else waiting. We have to be careful with how many people we have in our building and how spread apart I can keep people. So now that it's colder, we are now back indoors. We did weather a couple of hot days, cold days, rain days.
Sure. But New England weather being
wonderful.
What it is.
Yeah, and we worked with it. And everybody was just grateful to have the opportunity to come here and have their blood pressure taken, talk about what's going on in their lives and questions and things of that nature. So as of right now, we are indoors in my office. People can wait in the hallway. So we have a whole big system of how you come in, you sign in, you wash your hands. Obviously you have to have a mask on, and I take them in my office for the certain length of time. And, you know, we discuss things that need to be discussed. Then we do some clinical point of care testing. And it seems to have worked out really well. I'm finding that we not lost a lot of patients, but we lost a lot of people along the way because of COVID. So I think with the newsletter and online and word of mouth, more and more people are coming to the clinic, which is exactly what we need to happen. You're starting to see people either gain weight, lose weight, blood pressure a little out of control, blood sugar is way out of control, because they're not exercising, they're not getting outside, and it's a major health problem right now.
Yeah, lots of changes, and then certainly the health problems will put them more at risk of, you know, having some nastier things happen just if they do get COVID, which is in itself an issue, so yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. So the big thing is here is about prevention, you know, trying to nip it in the bud before a catastrophe happens, whether it's high blood pressure or the blood sugar, things of that nature. So it's a really important tool to let people know you can come here to the center, you know, on Wednesdays and, you know, make an appointment and we can take care of all that. And because people are slipping through the cracks, and that's a problem. They don't want to do virtuals with their physicians. They're not comfortable or they don't have the technology to do it. So that's a problem too.
Yeah. Yeah. Between technology and or transportation, Chloe, mm-hmm. you know, when can I go? How can I get there? A separate issue we were just sharing out, Gatra's got a new enhancement to their transportation services starting next week. So that may help some as well.
Yes, I think it will, especially for the people that would come here only to have their blood pressure and blood sugar checked just because they were nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully the more we can reach out to people and they can come and get the blood pressure taken, the blood sugar, and go through their medications, we can help hopefully alleviate some hospitalizations.
Sounds good. And one of the other groups that you're bringing back, I believe, in at this time is the fibromyalgia support group.
Yes, I've been actually, when I came back, well, I think we started that back in the summertime too. We were able to go meet outside. And so the fibromyalgia group meets every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month. And it's not just for fibromyalgia, it can be for any movement disorder support group. And it's a great group. It's a bunch of great people who attend, and they learn from each other, and we discuss new technology and new techniques and new medications that are out there for a lot of these movement disorders. So we call it the fibromyalgia group, but I'm opening it up to more of a movement disorder group.
Yeah, and that was one of our
once a month.
Yeah, that was one of the discussion items I think we had touched on in a prior one, so people can go back to the archives if they want to listen to get more details. But you had your chair exercises and your balance test or assessment, and those are all important, especially to the senior population, because if you lose balance and fall, then that can lead to some other nasty things happening too.
Yes, and our whole goal right now is to eliminate emergency room visits. That's a big goal, and what we're trying to do is
Wi-Fi isn't set up. Excuse me. For help, go to your Alexa app.
That's not me. That's Paul. Excuse me on that one. But yeah, right now we're not. We did balance classes through video earlier in the COVID time, and I think we're going in January. We're going to bring back again another balance program for people to view through a video, because it's due. And I think a lot of people forgot our little techniques that we used to talk about on a monthly basis. Sure. So I think it's a good review overall. And another one too is making sure that we're wearing our mask right. We have to have the right fit. We see that from time to time in people coming in the building, and it's not covering their nose, or there's gaps on their cheek areas. So we're going to do, that's going to be a January thing, is, you know, having the right mask fit your face properly.
Mask 101.
Yep. Mask 101. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. So those are some upcoming important, you know, public announcements or educational programs that we're working on right now. Mm-hmm. So it's the balance, the mask wearing, the proper mask 101, which I like that 101.
Sure. It's good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it brings harkens back to the school days, which, you know, everybody likes to think about some of the better times. So
that's true. That's very true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
There's always a silver lining somewhere. We just sometimes have to dig a little bit further to find it.
In January, I think you were also saying you're going to be starting at least kind of on a monthly series, once a month, looking at the different health systems and programs, et cetera.
Yeah. What I'd like to do is go through our systems, our body systems, you know, our skin, which is our integumentary system, and learn a little bit more about how important our skin is and how to take care of it and what to look for skin cancer, and when is a suspicious area suspicious. So we're going to go through system by system. Every month we're going to have a different system, whether it's neuro, cardiac, GI, GU, any of those systems. So every month will be a specific targeted body system
with the health around that particular piece. And certainly the skin, actually, oddly, from what if I remember from biology, or even if maybe it's a trivia, that's the largest single organism in the body.
It is one of it's considered an organ. Okay, so it's considered, the integumentary system is the largest system in your body.
And yet people kind of forget about it because it's all over. It's there.
Exactly. I mean, we basically take our skin for granted. As we age, your skin becomes, you know, very dry. It becomes very fragile. So there's different things that, you know, we need to learn or learn how to take care of to prevent skin tears and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, possibly not using tape on skin who's someone who's elderly, because when you take off the tape or the Band-Aid, you're also taking off a couple layers of skin.
Yes.
So those are kind of little trivial things or little hints or little, you know, knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge is powerful.
Is power.
Knowledge is power.
Very, very indeed. Powerful.
I think it ties back into just the kind of the COVID and the hand washing, you know, protocols, you know, proper washing of the hand. But even if you cut yourself while, you know, preparing dinner and it's a little cut. It's not a big cut. You're not mm-hmm. bleeding all over the place, in which case you'd have to call the hospital, 911, ambulance, whatever. But if it's a little cut, you're still going to take care of it.
Right.
You'll have to clean it. You still have to put some anti-inflammatory or A&D ointment or something mm-hmm. beneficial on it, and then Band-Aid it at a minimum.
Right, because you don't want a cellulitis to erupt or anything like that. So it's all about preventive care.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You know, so that's very, very important. You know, so every month we'll have a different body system. And if anyone has anything particular, they can certainly give me a call if they want a program. I'm open to suggestions. I think it's, you know, if someone wants something that has to do with their feet, you know, or whatever it may be, you know, we can certainly figure it out.
Yes. Yeah, the opportunity, and just certainly that'll help us segue into our overall kind of, if you're not on the newsletter, call the senior center to sign up or sign up through mm-hmm. the town website. There's a number of ways to do so, but if you don't have access to any of the technology, the phone should be around. Still make the phone call.
Yeah, and we'll put you on our list and we can have it mailed out to your home.
Yep. Because then certainly really, really that way, and then there's individual mailings for the specific classes and or programs, mm-hmm. whether virtual, in person. And under the COVID circumstances, this potentially changes from time to time. So,
yes, unfortunately, that's true. And another aspect where we have an abundance of medical equipment that we've been lending out. It's been so busy with lending out medical equipment. It's amazing. So we still are doing that. You know, people can call up and request a walker or a cane or whatever it is that they need, a shower chair. And we have lots of medical equipment that's been donated to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a COVID policy for that also. So when you get the equipment, it's clean. So we definitely do take care of that. So don't forget, anyone who needs some medical equipment, check here first before you go out and purchase it.
Sure. And then kind of as a teaser for additional things coming, in my conversation with Kathleen Liberty and from the Board of Health meeting, there's mm-hmm. major coordination coming up with, amongst others, the Senior Center and yourself, but with the farmers market to do a prescription for dietary needs for health folks.
Yeah, which is goes again along with, you know, chronic diseases or preventive diseases. If you know what you're eating and have the ability to get to those type of foods, you're gonna be healthier and you're gonna feel better. So it's education and providing an opportunity for people to get the things that they need to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, because it's that old adage, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So our mm-hmm. body is a series of systems, as you've mentioned, the skin being the largest system, but we've got other organs that do the digestive tract. So the better stuff coming in, the better stuff
yep.
being used by the body to maintain our health.
Oh, yeah. It's just not your GI system. It's your cardiac. It's your respiratory. I mean, everything affects, you know, whatever you put in your mouth affects multiple systems, diabetes, you know, there's kidney disease. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, there's do's and don'ts on what to eat and what not to eat. But with having a program like this, we can better educate people and provide them with things that are going to make them healthy.
Mm-hmm. Specific guidance then, from what I understand, would include, there's mm-hmm. more details coming, but at least in terms of a teaser, you're giving the individual, having some assessment of that individual and the basics health, et cetera. And now they've got a prescription, so-called, that they can go to, say, the farmer's market or the food pantry mm-hmm. and get some specific item that would help in their overall program.
Absolutely. That's an opportunity where is what they need. You know, it's nice to have a knowledge, but sometimes there isn't the financial means to pay for something like that. Yeah. So this gives people, you know, they'll feel good about themselves and they eat better and they eat healthier, you know, and they follow a restricted diet. And I don't want to say restricted diet because that's two words that sound very, very strong, but better food choices.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
More like
healthy food choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's one I'm excited about. I'm glad to be able to and have time set up for Kathleen and others in the future as the details of that start coming out, because I think that'll help. A lot of times people hear things and that sounds good, but how do I do that? What do I specifically have to do? And the prescription, because I mean, people get prescriptions, but generally the doctor gives it to the pharmacist and the pharmacist then gives us something. Now mm-hmm. we'll have the prescription for, oh, this is what I need to do. Oh.
Yeah. And so instead of sometimes, you know, having it on a piece of paper or seeing it and reading it versus hearing it, it's interpreted much better that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it actually makes you more responsible, because hearing it, you know, you're hearing it from your doc, you're probably only hearing, you know, maybe 25-50% of what's going on. But if it's written down and they are educated at the same time, it becomes more reality.
Yes. Yeah. Well, then you can go back to the reference point and you remember, oh yeah, he mentioned this or she mentioned this, and here it is.
Yeah. And there'll be follow-up to that also. So making mm-hmm. people accountable at the same time.
Yes. So your prescribed prescription and carrots, et cetera, how many carrots have you had, as an example?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, making people accountable, but yet feeling good about it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Health is certainly a priority. And with COVID, it's given us constant reminders. Not that we needed a few extras anyway, but
yeah.
Protocols are on masks.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, unfortunately though, COVID has really done a terrible job on people who are trying to take care of themselves, you know, haven't taken care of themselves, and now they don't have the ability to go to the gym or go exercise or,
right.
And plus winter's coming, so it's really limited to where you can go walk outside now.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of, you know, and those, it's important. We need to get back on a healthy way of living, even with COVID.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So more to come. Anything else?
Yeah,
I know we touched on a couple of things here, and certainly there's more to come on some specific items, but anything else you want to cover today?
Well, just our newsletter is important. We do chair exercises. We do a cardio strength balance program. We do chair yoga, which we actually do the chair yoga in the building. It's not just through Zoom. It's in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And space is limited. Obviously, you just have to call up to sign up. You know, we do have some Zoom programs, like the holiday Zumba Gold classes, you know, are through Zoom. We do telebingo on Mondays and Thursdays at 1:00, and that's been very successful.
Yep.
We still do the writers group, and we have a page turners book club. So, you know, there's a lot going on. You just have to seek out and work a little bit harder to find it and get to it. But, you know, but we're here, you know, the Franklin Fire Department has resumed their home visit program. That's another good tidbit of information to keep you safe at home. Those are important things.
Yeah, with the safety bars in the bathrooms and appropriate places where required. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. We are going to work on hopefully getting that grant back that we can do the assessments. And we have a volunteer who works in the fire department, who's an EMT, who places the bars after I go in and do the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
Hopefully we'll be able to bring that back.
Yep.
So you know, we have a lot of stuff for low vision. We have a lot of stuff for people who are hard of hearing and the blind. There's a lot of good there's a lot of good information in the newsletter that will be very helpful to people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And I'm part of the senior writers group. So I'll
give
a reminder for that. And once a month we do record so that that also, that session then comes out part of the radio. So there's always opportunities if people want to learn about writing and share their writing and get some feedback mm-hmm. in a helpful, healthy, you know, collegial format. We're not going to trash anybody. We're going to say, hey, this is what's going on.
Oh, no. I actually, when I first started here, I went to one of them. Just to see what it was like, whatever. And mm-hmm. my goodness, everybody was so helpful and yep. so giving. And you know, there was no, it wasn't a competition type of thing.
No.
If one person had, you know, a better illustrator or a person had a better thought process on how to start a paragraph, I mean, they were so, so helpful. Very, very helpful. Because everyone has a story to tell.
They do.
You just have to find the format to tell it. And sometimes writing is a really good format.
And sometimes talking works too.
Yeah. Yeah. It brings out other ideas from people.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So like I said, there's a lot going on. A lot of good things. We're always trying to think out of the box here to provide some type of positive entertainment here for the town of Franklin. Again, you only have to be 50 years old to utilize anything at the senior center. So that is a blessing that we have. And we're, our door and our phones are always open. Our doors may not be always open, excuse me.
Yeah, they're somewhat our phones reserved. Are always open.
Yeah, you know, we're really, really good about following the guidelines that we're told that we have to maintain. And again, as Steve said earlier, everything right now is subject to change.
Yep. And to the extent that you're serving amongst us, and I'm part of that senior group, age-wise officially, mm-hmm. We are part of the vulnerable populations. We have to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either wear a mask or wear a ventilator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but I have to say that the town of Franklin and all the people that come to the senior center for different things, the mask is now part of their wardrobe. It's not even, you never even have to second guess it. People are just so cooperative and so good about it, you know. So we're very, very fortunate in our town.
Yes.
To have a community that's very well educated and wants things to be good and make things better. Not just good, but better.
Good and better. So that we can live a long and healthy life, which is why we have these conversations.
And safe.
And safe, of course. Yes.
Safe is a big word now between COVID and falls and all this other kind of stuff. Yeah. It's kind of taking its own little turn,
mm-hmm.
you know. So.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for spending some time today to talk about health and safety and a bunch of stuff that's going on with the Senior Center. And the show notes will include links to the Senior Center newsletter sign up, the Senior Center page, the phone number. If people haven't memorized it, we'll have that in there as well. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I would love that. That would
Absolutely.
Be great. And thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, if people know we're here and we can help them in any way, that's what we want to do.
Right. Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.